Trip with Baseball Prospectus, presented by Perfect Game. Here's Mike Farron.
Earlier this week, we had a chance to talk to Dr. James Andrews a little bit about the issues with Tommy John surgeries in professional baseball. And he said one of the biggest issues with guys who were having the surgery is that they were being injured when they were younger players, when they were preteens or teens, and that the usage pattern was helping to that, along with poor mechanics, was helping to create more TJ injuries in professional athletes. And earlier last year, at perfectgame.org, Patrick Ebert wrote a story about the Chicago Elite team, which is one of the teams that competes in the Perfect Game tournaments and other showcase events, and how they have used biomechanical data and how their pitching program has helped to try and keep athletes healthier. Some interesting stuff that they're doing. Travis Kerber is the pitching coordinator for Elite Baseball, the Chicago Elite team, and you can find their work at elitebaseballtraining.com. Travis, Mike Farron, Joe Hamrahi, Darren Sutton, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great. How about you guys?
So Travis, thanks again for joining us. Could you just tell us a little bit about, you know, what your studies have told us? I mean, you know, I'm, and call me, you know, the skeptic here. I'm a little concerned that, you know, we're doing all this analysis, and I'm all for protecting pitchers. I'm all for doing what's right. But with all this analysis we're doing, is there really stuff that we're going to find that's actually going to prevent these things? Or are these kids, or, you know, some of them just predisposed genetically to getting hurt when they're performing athletics? Because in the end, there's still quite a bit more pitchers who don't have Tommy John surgery as opposed to those who do. So, you know, there's still plenty of guys with poor mechanics that, you know, we'll see through the years, like, you know, people tell us every day that Chris Sale has horrible pitching mechanics that don't get hurt. So I'm just trying to understand from a standpoint of, you know, what's going on out there in the field and what are you studying and what are we actually learning from this, and is it really doing anything?
Yeah, you know, it's a good question, you know, and to start off with, you know, no matter how much we try to obviously prevent an injury, there's certain things that, you know, are going to be bigger risk factors. There's going to be certain people that get hurt, even that have more efficient deliveries. And you're also going to run into, you know, guys that, you know, genetically might not be as predisposed or likely to get hurt that still get hurt. And the guys that, you know, should get hurt sometimes don't get hurt. And you can't always predict or make that perfect. You know, really what we try to do is we try to lower the percentage or the possibility of guys getting hurt. So through what we've learned is essentially being able to get your body into the right position, which is the sequencing of the body. So being able to fire from the ground first and get energy to be able to transfer through the body properly is going to reduce the amount of stress that gets taken into the upper part of the body, which you see with most young kids, because when you're holding onto a baseball, your brain tends to attach to that point, to the end of the lever, and you don't really focus that much or really don't have that much control on the lower half. So you end up getting a lot of these kids that are upper half throwers. When you have to accelerate your shoulder extremely fast without using your lower body, you're going to put more stress into your arm. And through the analysis as well, you know, another thing that you tend to find is kind of, you know, where the field is heading now is really into positioning of arm upon foot striking the turn. So you start finding that if your arm is misplaced at foot down, you are more likely to have stress in your arm, because essentially your arm has to travel a longer path in the same amount of time, which is going to put more stress through your arm. So with video, it's easy to go through and see these players and tell exactly where they are at what point. You can adjust timing for some of them, it's body awareness. Obviously in the younger kids, you know, you're talking about some athletes that, you know, aren't even close to having their body physically mature or for them to have body awareness. And because throwing typically is the least thing done, you know, that's typically what we do the worst. And that's, you know, the place the guys get hurt.
We're talking to Travis Kerber from Chicago Elite Baseball and talking a little bit about some of the work that they do with young pitchers and players to try and keep them healthier. You mentioned, you know, trying to to ensure that players, you know, get that break, that you try and limit what their innings are. How do you try and get players to understand what they need to do to try and stay healthy? Because obviously they want to compete, they want to try and impress everyone that they're playing against. They want to impress scouts if they see them. What do you have to do to try and get them to buy in, especially if you're going to try and recreate some mechanical changes?
Well, you know, that's sometimes the tough part, you know, and I think that's kind of always the challenge, is at the end of the day, you know, we try to be influencers and try to steer them down the right path, but ultimately, you know, that kid and that kid's parents are going to make that final decision for what they do. So, you know, being it that there's so much stuff that's outside of our control, as in, you know, they can be throwing bullpens, you know, obviously when they're not with us. And we can't control how many games they throw for their high school teams. And, you know, for a lot of our kids, because we have a lot of high-end kids, you know, they're being asked to go to all these showcases. So, you know, in all these showcases, essentially, you know, they're not looking for the guy who necessarily pitches the best all the time, but they're looking for, you know, that arm. Who's that next guy? And, you know, so these guys go out and they want to go out and throw hard. And, you know, so we can tell them, hey, listen, you know, this might not be the best choice for you to go to this event or maybe to that event, you know, but ultimately, you know, if that's something they want to do, they do. So, you know, the biggest thing we can do is just try to influence and let them know, you know, that point, you know, make sure that they understand that there is a big portion of the year that we're going to shut down and we're not going to throw, and that they understand that, you know, the importance of that because their bodies are still growing.
Travis, do you individualize, you know, your counseling of players, you know, so that they're more specific to what that player, you think that player's capabilities or limitations are, or is it just a blanket approach that says, you know, here's how many innings we want you guys to pitch, here's how the mechanics that you should be throwing. Is it, or do you say, well, this kid's a stronger kid, he can do a little bit more than the other, or this kid's a weaker kid, he can do a little less than the other? I mean, is there some kind of individuality that plays into this kind of, you know, coaching up, if you will, of these younger players?
Yeah, absolutely, because that's, everybody's different. Because, you know, especially, you know, as you start hitting these teens and they're getting into high school, you know, some kids mature a little bit faster. So you're dealing with, you know, not only different ages, but you're dealing with different strength levels, different flexibility levels, different tolerances, and, you know, different deliveries. You know, we've got, you know, guys in our organization that are more mechanically efficient than other guys. And, you know, so there's always going to be a little bit. There's never a really complete blanket of it's exactly this or exactly that. But, you know, there's a certain limit that we're not going to go over, you know, and that's regardless of who the kid is and what their strength level is. So, you know, that's stuff we try to address, obviously, individually with the kid. If the kid's got, you know, a deficiency with, you know, let's say he's got some instability or weakness in his joints of his lower half, you know, knees, ankles, hips, or whatever, then, you know, we address that and we give them on a plan to strengthen up joints in the lower half. Or, you know, if there's instability in the upper half or lack of internal rotation, you know, we make sure we address that, you know, with them and get them on a program and get them the proper time that they need to shut down to be able to get that corrected as well.